In New York, there is no shortage of artists, but recently one artist caused a flurry of excitement around the city, Banksy. Elusive, British, and best known for his graffiti art, and for the month of October, he staged what he calls a residency on the streets of New York. Every day, he unveils a new work on his website and identifies the neighborhood it's in, but not the exact address. Stephen Nesson with member station WNYC caught up with one of several Banksy fans who are racing to be the first to locate the daily street art.
Like most dedicated Banksy hunters, 24-year-old photographer Ayman Ishmael knows it takes shoe leather, or rather bike rubber, to be the first person to find a Banksy.
The plan every time is you just kind of go and hope you run into it before anybody else does. So it really is just like kind of luck.
Being first is more than bragging rights. The first piece this month was a life-size stencil of a couple of street urchins reaching for a homemade sign that reads, "Graffiti is a crime." Once the location was identified, the sign was soon stolen, the stencil defaced, and then painted over by the end of the day. Documenting a clean Banksy is the goal.
I wouldn't consider myself a good cyclist, just reckless.
So on a recent morning, Ishmael is biking around Lower Manhattan, scanning walls and refreshing Banksy's website on his phone, waiting for the newest work to appear. Around 11, the site is updated. The art this day is not on a wall, it's a meat delivery truck with dozens of stuffed animals' heads poking out of slats on the side.
Here's a new piece. Ugh, it's in meatpacking districts. Let's go. It's a truck.
It's a 15-minute bike ride away. We pedal furiously, weaving between cars and running red lights. It doesn't take long to bump into other Banksy hunters heading in the same direction.
I've zigzagged through already and haven't seen anything, so let's just keep riding. Unless you want to split up, I don't care.
I'm down, man.
Like the man whose art they chase, the hunters too enjoy a little anonymity. Ishmael only knows this hunter by his Instagram handle, CapNYC. His real name is Robert Dunning. The 33-year-old was the first to find a small Banksy stencil of a beaver on a wall next to a knocked-over no-parking sign in East New York.
It's a treasure hunt every day. Who doesn't love a treasure hunt?
They ride together for a bit and then split up. Ishmael's getting desperate. He even stops a construction worker to get a clue.
Did you see a truck filled with stuffed animals?
No.
Not at all today? You've been out here?
Yeah, I've been out.
It's a weird question, I know.
Back on the streets, 3 hours after the site was updated, Ishmael finally finds the truck.
There it is. Worth it. So worth it.
The pastel-colored stuffed animals are actually puppets whose mouths move. They pop their heads in and out of the sides of the truck like real animals. On the artist's website, the piece is titled Sirens of the Lambs. Across the street at the London Meat Company, a truck is dumping several buckets of chicken waste, a reminder that among the trendy boutiques nearby, this is still a working meatpacking district. The truck drives away minutes later, but if you missed it, there's an accompanying museum-style audio guide on Banksy's website.
This is a piece of sculpture art, and I know what you're thinking. Isn't it a bit subtle? Here the artist Banksy is making some sort of comment on the casual cruelty of the food industry, or perhaps an attempt at something vague and pretentious about the loss of childhood innocence.
The site says the truck will be driving around for the next 2 weeks, and Banksy's month-long residency promises a fresh chance to find a new piece of his art every day. The artist, who made a name with his distinctive stencils and later sold his art on canvas for millions, promises this show will be strictly on the street. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.
This is NPR News.